Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here again with a new video, and today I'm going to be telling you about a new story I believe you should already know about, and yet the information has been kept from you. I'm going to explain why. First off, I'm going to try and make this as quick as possible, but I need to talk once again about the Reddit system and how it fails its audience and fails its consumers. You see, today I'm going to be talking about a story about a game client that infects people with malware without their knowledge or consent, which I think is a big deal. I've covered lots of stories like this in the past. I think it's terrible when this happens. I think it's disgusting and deplorable when companies do this. And this affects the Counter-Strike community. Yet, all the threads about it on the subreddit seem to have mysteriously disappeared and never made the front page. And I'm going to explain to you why. When you submit a link to Reddit, it's not as simple as, here's a piece of information, here's a piece of content I wish to share. It goes through a filter. That filter is a bunch of volunteer people called moderators. And what they do is they apply their own morality, that what their own beliefs to whether or not that is a valid submission, and then they withhold it from people or allow it through. Now, one of the rules they've got on the CSGO subreddit is you cannot advertise cheats. Now, I understand this rule as it is written. You would get people on there all the time saying, hey, sign up here, $10, private hack, people selling private cheats. And not only are that, would they be profiting from Reddit directly, which most people don't approve of, and certainly Reddit don't, unless you pay Reddit. What would also be happening there is that we know cheats can effectively destroy the fabric of the community if they're not dealt with. You know, on the casual level, it wrecks your matchmaking experience. It's certainly more insidious when we start talking about high-level professional esports cheats. So, what the moderators have decided is advertising constitutes ever using or mentioning the name of these forums, which is stupid, of course, because I know that if you type CS cheats into Google, you will find multiple forums. You will find the one I'm going to talk about today. So, what the mods are saying is, if I give you this information that's vital that you know, that's sourced from a cheating forum, you'll see the link in this video and you will immediately go and download cheats because you were too stupid to use Google. That's what moderators on Reddit believe. I've had this argument in every esports subreddit, talking about scripts in League of Legends, StarCraft, Counter-Strike, Call of Duty, you name it. They all believe the same, that if we just don't talk about cheats and never mention them, you'll never find them. It's stupid, and in this instance, it's withholding information that I would say a significant minority of the community are going to benefit from. Anyway, to start this story, I need to tell you about a company called Gamers Club. You might not know who Gamers Club are, but they're a Brazilian company founded in 2015 with some notable key names, including Fallen, who you will know from SK Gaming. They've hosted teams before. And what they do now is they offer like an ESEA kind of pugging service in the Brazil and South American region, although anybody can go and play there. And you will see this crucial line here, which was added recently. Gamers Club is confirmed to infect their users with malware, evidence posted here. Well, oh my me, isn't that important? Isn't that important to know? What, I have to go to Liquipedia to find that out? No one else has been talking about it. And the reason for that is where this information comes from. It's sourced from a cheating forum. So, there was a group of people on this cheating forum, some senior members. I certainly trust their judgment when it comes to software. A lot of cheat coders and cheat users even are very tech savvy. So there was this forum thread here where a user just sort of randomly stumbled across the fact that the Gamers Club client, and again, I'm not going to say the name of the forum, even though you can see it on your screen, was actually injecting malware into their computer and was basically revealing the IP address of the user. And they were like, well, holy shit, like, where's it coming from? Blah, blah, blah. And they identified the malware as dark Dark Comet, sorry. Now, there's 6 pages on this. It's not a lot to read. You can go there. Trust me. They certainly show how they've worked this out. They show proof. It's not up for debate. This is definitely happening. It's confirmed by multiple people. And trust me, I also understand why you might not want to trust a cheat coder. I get it. And there is some cheat coders. There are some cheat coders out there who will lie for because it benefits their business. They'll be like, oh, everyone's using them, or all the pros are using them, whatever they have to say to sell their cheats. In this instance, this doesn't benefit the cheating business at all. This is pointing out that there's some malware being injected and they just so happen to find it, probably while making a cheat that was supposed to circumnavigate the protections on the client. Now, what I did was I took I spoke to somebody who took the client and decompiled it and had a look at it. And my source on this is someone with 10 years software engineering experience. I can't name them, obviously. They don't want to be named. But they've worked on regular software. They've worked on cheating stuff. They're an expert in the field, and their expertise isn't just scripts or making the occasional cheats, shit little aimbots or whatever. These are software engineers. They certainly know what they're talking about. And they did a series of tests and confirmed absolutely that the client is injecting the Dark Comet malware onto computers. Now, why this is, we can't possibly say. One of the reasons I suspect is that this malware is so intrusive and so invasive that it would be impossible if you were a suspected cheater to use a cheat and the malware not discover that fact. It could be used as evidence against you because it can. You'll see the list of all the shit it can do in a minute, but it can certainly show what software you're using. So that we then get into this area of, will they try and defend this by saying, oh, it's there to detect cheats and we only do it to suspected cheaters? Doesn't matter. Cheating in a computer game certainly doesn't give the company or any company the right to inject malware onto your computer without your knowledge or consent. I don't know the Brazilian law for it, but you'll remember ESEA doing it with Bitcoins. And indeed, their whole client, as is now proven in court documents in the public record, was a spying tool. They could read Steam conversations. They could do whatever the fuck they want, and they certainly did. So I don't want to be spied on. I understand the need for a cheat-free competitive environment, but I don't want a company without my knowledge or consent being able to spy on me with a piece of software. No thanks. That's not a price I'm willing to pay, and it shouldn't be one you're willing to pay either. And you don't even get a choice about whether or not you're willing to pay it, because they don't tell you. They just do it. Also, as well, it's got to be said, my source said he couldn't find a criteria for which it would inject. He had no cheats or certainly hadn't cheated on the client, and yet it injected onto his computer. So the argument that we're only doing it to cheat seems moot and invalid because he was able to create the client injecting the malware without cheats on his system. So let's take a look at what the Dark Comet malware does and buckle up. Because it's one of the most invasive pieces of malware you're going to get. This is from Malwarebytes Labs. It's a respected blog. It was written in 2012 because Dark Comet has been around for a while. But it was updated in 2016. And you can see here, this is Dark Comet, a freely available remote administration tool. So they're known as RATs. And this is what it can do. I'm going to read you a list here. And it's absolutely shocking. So it can find out all your system information, including the hardware being used, the exact version of your operating system, what security patches you have in place. It can control all the processes currently running on your system. It can modify your registry. It can modify your host file. It can control your computer from a remote shell, add you to a botnet, whatever. It can modify your startup processes and services, including adding a few of its own. It can execute various types of scripts on your system. It can modify, view, and steal any file on your computer. And understand, with just these tools alone, it would be perfectly valid to frame somebody for cheating. They could make it look like anybody had cheated with this level of access, and then use that to justify it. They can put files of its own on your system, cheat files, for example. It can steal any stored password you have. It can remotely listen to your microphone. It's a keylogger. It'll scan your network and view your network shares. It can add messenger contacts and steal your list of contacts. It can steal anything you've copied on the clipboard. It can control your printer. It can shut down your computer at will. And it can update the implant anytime it wants to add new functionality. So that list is terrifying. And nobody should be having that put on their computer without their knowledge. That's ridiculous, isn't it? Now, where it gets particularly interesting is, and understand, as I said, my source is Mustard. There's no way this source is wrong. I am telling you that. There is no way this source would come to me with this information, having looked at the thing and shown me his working out, looked at the client. There's just no way, because this is somebody who is known. This is somebody whose expertise can't be challenged. So it would make them look incredibly foolish if they were wrong. It would be potentially, you know, reputation ruining if they were this wrong. So they're not. I can tell you that. So I was interested about this because I was like, well, nobody's talking about it. It's kind of being suppressed in some of the mainstream forums. And lo and behold, and this is a YouTube video, I'm just going to flash it up here. You'll get a brief moment of sound. I'm just going to pause it.
Patriz,
pretty loud. Yep. It's in Portuguese, so I certainly can't translate it. But basically, they're saying that the malware in accusation in this video is a lie, that it's fake news. Now, again, you know me, guys. I've covered lots of these stories. I think I've talked to the right people on this. I've seen the working out. I've seen how they've arrived at the conclusion it's doing it. I've had somebody in a test condition replicate the Dark Comet being injected onto their computer. This is real, and somebody needs to say something about it publicly. And if you do use this service, I would urge you to stop immediately, and I would also urge you to completely cleanse your computer. I wouldn't even necessarily rely on an anti-cheat here. It might be an antivirus. You might want to go and just format the hard drive just to be absolutely certain, because this is really worrying and alarming, the things it can do. So I wanted to get this out there just to the general public. I have no idea. Obviously, it won't be on Reddit. So just if you see this, spread it around. If you know anybody who uses the Gamers Club service, definitely tell them not to. Enough's enough. We cannot tolerate companies doing this kind of thing in the esports space. They can come out and they can deny it all they want. The evidence is out there. Go find it. And be informed, and hopefully this is going to lead to another company either having to come out and admit they've engaged in these shady practices, pay the piper, or even better, just the business just disappears, because once you breach that level of trust, you should never be trusted again, in my opinion. Anyway, there you go. Hope the video helps you out, and like I say, spread it around. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you on the next video.